The Story of Little Red Riding Hood. One day, a little girl got a red hood from her mother. She liked the hood very much and wore it all the time. People started calling her Little Red Riding Hood. Some time passed and the girl's grandmother got sick. Little Red Riding Hood wanted to visit her. The girl's mother gave her some cake and a bottle of wine in a basket to take to her grandmother. Because the woods were dangerous, Mother warned Little Red Riding Hood to be careful, not to wander off the path, and not to talk to strangers. The day was beautiful, the sun was shining, and the path in the woods looked beautiful. There were lots of beautiful flowers. When Little Red Riding Hood was going through the woods, a wolf suddenly appeared. The wolf wanted to know where the girl was going. Little Red Riding Hood said she was going to visit her grandmother, who lived further down the path. As soon as the wolf heard that, he told the girl that her grandmother would be very glad to get some flowers from her. As Little Red Riding Hood was picking the flowers, the wolf disappeared. He wanted to get to grandmother's hut before the girl, to eat grandmother for dinner and then Little Red Riding Hood for dessert. Soon, the wolf reached grandmother's hut. He knocked at the door and changed his voice to sound soft and nice. He lied to the old lady, telling her that he was Little Red Riding Hood. Grandmother believed him and said that she was too weak to get up. She asked him to open the window, lift the latch, and come in through the door. As soon as the wolf got in, grandmother saw it wasn't her grandchild. She screamed, but it was too late. The wolf gobbled her up. Then he put on her sleeping gown, her cap, and her glasses, and went to bed. He waited for Little Red Riding Hood to have her for dessert. The wolf didn't wait long. When Little Red Riding Hood knocked at the door, the wolf invited her into the hut. It was very dark inside. Little Red Riding Hood wanted to draw the curtains back, but the wolf didn't let her. Instead, he asked the little girl to come closer to the bed. Little Red Riding Hood told her grandma she bought some cake for her and a bottle of wine. The wolf told her to come closer because he wanted to give her a hug. The girl came closer and was surprised. She asked her grandmother why she had such big ears. The wolf answered that he had such big ears so that he could hear her better. Then, Little Red Riding Hood asked her grandmother why she had such big eyes. The wolf answered he had such big eyes so that he could see her better. Next, the girl asked her grandma why she had such large hands. The wolf answered he had such large hands so that he could hug her better. Finally, the girl asked why her grandma had such big teeth. The wolf answered he had such big teeth so that he could eat her better. Little Red Riding Hood cried for help, but it was too late. The wolf jumped out of the bed and ate her. Fortunately, a woodsman who was working nearby heard the girl screaming and ran to grandmother's hut. He opened the door and saw the wolf. He asked him where grandmother was. The wolf said that she was in his tummy and begged the woodsman not to kill him. The woodsman grabbed the wolf and started shaking him upside down. First, Little Red Riding Hood jumped out of the wolf's tummy and then her grandma. Grandmother and Little Red Riding Hood thanked the woodsman. The woodsman told the wolf never to come back to the woods again and let him run away. Little Red Riding Hood was sorry she did not listen to her mother. She understood her mother was right to tell her to be careful in the woods and not to talk to strangers. Grandmother said they should forget about the wolf. She invited the woodsman and Little Red Riding Hood for some cake and offered the woodsman a glass of wine. They lived happily ever after.